According to Misha Lawson of the Historic Park City Alliance, vehicles will be kept off Main Street beginning at 1:30 p.m. The street will close completely to cars at 2 p.m. for the evening of trick-or-treating that begins at 3.
We're so fortunate that we do have such a great transit system, particularly with those coming up with their kids. We really recommend walking, taking the bus, riding your bikes. You know, we just heard from Curtis that it is going to be a beautiful day, so no reason to really get in the car and drive up. We also do have off-site parking at Park City High School, which will be available, and there's, you know, tons of buses that come straight from the high school very easily. And yeah, you know, get here early.
This year, the entire length of Main Street will be closed all the way down to the trolley car turnaround.
We will be closing Main Street from 9th to the very top King Park Main intersection. So it will be closed the entire length this year, which is something new, mainly due to the fact that it is on a Friday and we are expecting a little bit more crowds. So we will have more space also for people to spread out. You know, sometimes when it's only closed from Heber up, it gets a little crowded on the street when we have a big crowd. So we think that this will allow people to spread out and everyone just sort of have room to enjoy.
Trick-or-treating ends when the candy is gone. Lawson says that happens at around 5 p.m. That's followed by an event for the dogs.
So we're sort of calling it a dog potty, P-A-W-T-Y, because it really is more about bringing your pet and kind of your own individual celebration and kind of showing your dog off to everyone else rather than an organized parade.
Then a costume contest for both dogs and kids will take place between 5 and 6. You'll know you're a finalist for the costume contest if you're handed a card along the street in an informal way.
We're going to have little certificates, and we'll just sort of randomly be handing out certificates to random people in the crowd who we think, you know, have a great costume. And then for the children, at 5:15, we'll meet over at the post office with KSL, and we'll do a segment on air with the kids and identify the winner. And then we'll do the same thing with the dogs at 6 o'clock. So we'll have cards. So if you're given a card, then that means you're a finalist. And KSL is providing some prizes, which they're keeping pretty secret.
The final judging takes place at 5:15 p.m. for kids and 6 p.m. for dogs in front of the post office.
You know, do your thing. Walk up and down the street. See your friends. It's such a social event. And then we'll be out. We have some people who will be out helping us to identify the best costumes. And then if you're given a card, then we're asking for anyone who has all the finalists to come to the post office at around 6 o'clock for dogs, 5:15 for kids.
That's Misha Lawson. That all takes place this Friday, October 31st, Halloween, beginning at 3 p.m. Weather is expected to be sunny with highs on Main Street about 65 degrees. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.